Well, do you have any prayer requests this morning for us? Well, I think we'll go ahead and bow our heads and ask the Lord's blessing. Father, we thank you again for the privilege to talk to you as Lord of heaven and earth, and that you sent your dear Son to us, and who lived among us, made flesh. And we praise you for the things he taught us and the new song you put in our mouths because of him. We thank you for this gathering. We ask your blessing on our young people as they seek to serve you, and we ask that you would put a song in their hearts. Thank you for the adults, the brethren, and the sisters. Thank you for the many examples we have among us of faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, I don't have my little thing up here. I thought we'd just let that old thing go for a little bit. Or my easel with the illustrations on there. Teaching helps. Let's just start with I Love Thy Kingdom, Lord. Number four. But what we are going to do is each of these hymns we sing, let's just do one time through singing the notes. So see how you come along with your practice on the notes. This one will all stay on the soprano, the melody, but then we may try all the parts together and see if you can still stay in your part. Okay? We got a little bit of interference back there. I Love Thy Kingdom, Lord. We're going to start with what note, you girls? On the top there, the round one, called C of A. We're going to say the notes. That's sight reading.
Sold. 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 S
test, if you're watching, I was beating just straight up and down just for the last phrase. You can do that too, but it gets a little bit monotonous to look at if someone's just moving like that. But that helps to keep them in tune. You can do that in your mind.
Did you notice on the first hymn we sang, 48, number 48, it was forward be our watchword, steps and voices join. And how the 4-4 timing, there was 4 beats per measure. And then it had one whole note, and you have to beat out that whole note, make sure you stay on it. It's easy for us to not give enough time on that whole note. Let me just look at that real quick. So I get the words right. Yeah. It went like this. I'm just going to do it myself. Now I'm going to turn around here so you can see this. Forward be our watchword, steps and voices joined. And we're ready to come down on burned. Seek the things. So one word there, 4 beats. And if you don't get all those out, you get off time. In your mind, you kind of steps and voices joined. Steps and voices, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's timing. So let's go to our next one. I believe it is. Okay, here's a new one. Well, you probably know it. We haven't sung it for a while. Key of F. And we're going to do the all in soprano. Do the notes. We're going to try to do it a little slow so we don't get messed up as easily. We're going to start with me. Up there, everyone on soprano. Number 19.
Me, 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 re, do, ti, la, sol. Do, do, re, do, ti. Re, re, mi, re, do. Me, 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 re, do, ti, la, sol. La, ti, do, re, mi.
Back to 7.
Okay. I'm going to sing this, and this is compounded. This timing here is compounded. So I am beating very slowly. I start here and I on an upbeat, we take three words on just one upbeat, one swing up, and it goes like this. I love to steal a while away from every cumbering care and spend the hours. See that? So it flows. It's very gentle, very peaceful that way.
Yeah.
Number 8.
Across the page.
Jesus, my cross have taken, all to thee and follow thee. Naked, poor, despised, forsaken, that from this my God shall be.
the assignment was to think, to listen to Brother David's assignment last week and remember what he said and say some thought that he talked about last week, this week. And I thought about how he said, don't spend time thinking about the future, because if you focus too much on that, you'll miss what's going on right now. You won't do real good in the present.
Yeah, last Sunday he talked about, the only way to prepare the future is to live right today and not to worry about the future. And I thought about in the end of Matthew chapter 6, it talks about how the lilies do not toil or spin, and the Heavenly Father takes care of them. And the last verse, I copied it, so, and it says, Matthew 6:34, so do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of it, will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So that's what he talked about, not to worry about the future.
I thought about when you said not worrying about things you can't control or future, and you said how we plan the future is to live right now, and it was a blessing to do that this week.
The part that stood out to me was the part of there's safety in what's right around you, even though you may see ahead or see out your window, was the example given. You may see a storm, there might even be a tornado near the house, but you don't have to panic, because all we can really affect is the present. And I just thought how true that is. And even in life, as you go through your day, you sort of imagine in your mind things that might go wrong, or how the days might end up being hard. You might have to work a long, hard day, or whatever you may be worried about. All you got to do is what's right in front of you, and all those cares just kind of take care of themselves as you take care of what's right in front of you. So I appreciated that.
Well, another thing you said was about not worrying about, or just doing what you know is right now, because everything else doesn't matter, and that there's peace in that, in just the present, not worrying about the future or what ifs and all that kind of stuff, but just what's important now. There's peace in that.
I was trying not to worry about the future this week and just take the next step in front of me, just like working on a job, just thinking about that and not getting worried about the job next week that it's going to be real hard or real big. Just worry about the job right now and get it done.
I was thinking about how you shouldn't be so concerned about the future or the past, and just do what you should be doing right now.
Stuck out to me when he said, when you're thinking about what's ahead and not right now, you'll miss what you're doing right now. If you're worrying about what's next, you'll just mess up what you're doing right now. And I thought about how that's true also, like when I'm working with my dad and he tells me to do something, sometimes I think, well, why? Let's do it this way. And if I just listen to that, then things will work out better.
Be diligent of what you have and trust in God.
I've been working on this week, or last week, I've been working on doing what's in front of me instead of thinking about what's going to need done later on.
Brother David said that not to just get all worked up about what might happen, because it says in Matthew 6:34, I think, do not care about tomorrow, for the tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Are they talked about is your attitude. It doesn't matter what the situation is. You can have a poor attitude about it or a good attitude. So you might as, it's going to be there whether you have a good attitude or a bad one. So you might as well have a good one.
He said, don't worry about the future. Just do what's in front of you.
One point Uncle David brought out last week is the only thing you can control in life is your attitude. And I've heard several people say, so pick a good one.
For next week, just pick a teaching of Jesus from the Sermon on the Mount or somewhere else that stands out to you and tell why it stands out to you.